Michelle Thomas Method, Japanese Foundation Course. Copyright 2008. In the methodology, Thomas Keymaster Languages, LLC, all rights reserved. In the content, Helen Gilhooly and Neve Kelly. In the recording, Hodder and Stoughton.
Welcome to the Michelle Thomas Method Japanese CD. This is a new and different approach to language learning, a practical and functional approach to Japanese in 8 hours of learning time. Why is it new? Well, you don't have to memorize. There is no rote learning or drills. There's no textbooks and there's no homework. It's the teacher's responsibility to lead you and to be your memory aid. It's your responsibility to do the following. Relax. Listen to the CD in a calm environment. Leave anxieties about learning or other stresses behind you. You can only really learn when feeling relaxed and stress-free. You never need to worry about remembering. Don't even try to remember. This is the teacher's responsibility. You're aiming to retain information naturally. As Michelle Thomas knew, once you understand something, you know it. And once you know it, you don't forget it. It will go into your long-term memory. You will play an active role in the learning process in the following way. In the course, there are two students learning the language for the first time, like you. You are the third student and you will become part of that group. So when I introduce a new concept, it is important that you follow it up in a practical way. So when I say, how do you say it? Or how would you say? Then you use the pause button to think about the answer and then respond out loud. When you release the pause button, one of the students will also respond, and then myself and Mickey, our native Japanese speaker, will repeat it, so you will always know the correct version. Let me re-emphasize that you will not be burdened with memorizing language, so you will not be overburdened with vocabulary. Michelle Thomas compared the teacher of his method with the architect of a house. The teacher creates the structure, and then it's for you to furnish it with more words later. This method of learning will give you a constant sense of progression and achievement because you will keep returning to concepts you have previously learnt, building on these and learning to manipulate the language in different ways. This is an exciting, stimulating and self-rewarding way of learning a language. So let's talk about the Japanese language. Of course, it's not very similar to English or to other European languages, but that does not mean it's a difficult language for us to learn. Although the Japanese written language is more challenging with its three different writing systems, the Japanese spoken language is relatively quite easy. And Japanese was a spoken language long before it became a written language anyway. You are probably already familiar with a handful of Japanese words which have become part of our own language. For example, some of the words that we use in our language or might be familiar with. Kimono. Have you come across that word?
Yes.
Yes. What is a kimono?
Clothing, a piece of clothing.
That's right. And karate might not be the way you pronounce it, but shall we have our native speaker say that word?
Karate.
Yes, is that something familiar?
Yes.
Martial art?
Mm.
People often know karaoke, pronounced differently now in English. People say karaoke, but it's karaoke, which is what?
A song in a pub.
That's right. Yes. Very, very popular in Japan, and of course, also became very popular around the world. As well as these words that we've taken into our own language, many of them have links with the arts or the martial arts or more recent trends. Those are the type of words we've taken in. The Japanese have had a lot of contact over many, many years with Western countries, and this has enriched the Japanese vocabulary hugely. These words that they take into their own language are then adjusted to fit the pronunciation. The way that Japanese pronunciation works is that each consonant is followed by a vowel. Some words are also shortened to fit the way that the Japanese say them. Now, I can illustrate this with some of the words that Japanese use, which have originally come from English. Kamera. Would you know what that meant?
Camera.
Camera. That's right.
Kamera.
And a shortened version of that word is Dejikame. Would you have a guess at what that might mean?
Is that a digital camera?
That's right, a digital camera.
Dejikame.
Some sounds in Japanese don't exist in English and vice versa. So R and L in Japanese is somewhere in between. They don't have a distinction between R and L. So you will get some words, for example, hotaru, which would be
hotel,
where the N sound, lu or lu, is our L sound, and that's the closest that the Japanese get to saying hotel, the L at the end.
Hoteru.
And words such as ice cream. Again, it's been lengthened out a little bit to fit Japanese pronunciation, but it's still familiar as an originally an English word. Another sound which there isn't a distinction between is the HF sound. So the Japanese sound is somewhere in between an H and an F. So the word for coffee is kohee.
Kohee.
And other words that you'd probably recognise, T-shatsu.
T-shirt.
T-shirt. So again, the T sound at the end gets lengthened out into a softer vowel sound, T-shatsu.
T-shatsu.